Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, please bless us today. Give us wisdom and anointing, understanding. And we know you're going to cheer us up today, Lord, as usual. Thank you so much for your goodness towards us, Lord. Thank you for taking down our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for giving us victory and saving everybody you can. And will. Amen. All right. Okay, we're going to continue with the Faction Election War 1. This is number 18. And we're going to start with the revelation. It's called, They Don't Hate Me, They Hate You. Does that sound familiar? That's Dana Coverstone's dream on 123 through 26, I believe it. It was that he had it, and that's this year, 2021, and Missy Pollock transcribed it for us, so we appreciate that. And Dana said, I saw a hospital nursery filled with hundreds and hundreds of cribs with babies. Many were crying, and some were sleeping. I believe that this is a multitude of converts being born into the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. I saw maybe 12 to 15 nurses running everywhere trying to take care of all these babies. That's good news. It's obvious that they were stressed. They were sweating. They were nervous. They were running here to there. They would get one baby down and another would start crying. Yep. This place was huge. It was like an auditorium. Yes, because it's a big revival. They kept saying there's not enough of them. And they were actually calling out for help, saying, can anyone here please come help us? Please come help us. Yeah. The harvest is great, and the laborers are few. They were still unable to help take care of all those babies. Some of the nurses were holding two and three babies at a time, trying to feed them, trying to calm them, trying to get them to calm down and put them back into their cribs. And that man that I see so often was dressed as a doctor in a plain white coat, and he came into the room and said, the harvest is full, but not enough are helping. Amen. This is where we're headed, folks. Just telling you. I understand that a reference for the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Yeah, amen. And I believe that the plague, taking down the enemy and their spiritual Red Sea, will bring multitudes into the kingdom. And I'll add something to that in a few minutes. A couple of things that are going to happen that are just going to be so amazing and astounding that multitudes are going to be swept into the kingdom. The nations heard and remarked how their God took down their enemies at the Red Sea. It's going to be an astounding miracle. Everybody's going to know it isn't going to come through man. Or it ain't going to come by man. It will come through man, for sure. God uses many vessels, so on and so forth. Then Dana said, the next thing I saw was Washington, D.C. There were two F-16s flying in a circle around the boundaries of the city of the Capitol. They would circle, but not flying in a line towards each other, not head on, in other words. And when they got to the other side, they would do that circle again. They were both circling in different directions, and they weren't flying together. Well, I believe that this represents the two sides, those flying to the left and those flying to the right. Each F-16 had sensor-like equipment on the bottom of them as well as missiles under each wing. They're ready to do the enemy damage, right? The pilots were watching very closely the airspace. You could see the pilots talking to one another and looking and watching the perimeter. And I believe that they're watching the Capitol closely right now. The left has threatened the right with dirty bombs and biological bombs. And of course, trying to protect their house criminals from being arrested. But it's not working. Then Dana said, I saw the Capitol, and inside the chamber there looked like furnaces, but no wood and no fires. There was like a suction device under where you would put the wood. And I saw congressmen and senators, and they were shoveling stacks of $100 bills into those fireplace areas. And they were being sucked up through those pipes, and they were flying with the wind in every single direction, up and about, but nothing was landing on the ground. And there are people on the ground in coats and gloves. Maybe that means it's still going to be wintertime. Or maybe no heat, right? And they were looking up, jumping up to grab the money, but it was too far above them, and they couldn't get it in their hands. Even people on top of the buildings had nets and bags, but they couldn't reach the money as it flew past them. Well, they're good about spending money. They spent a lot of money for the wind, but has done nothing to really meet the needs of the people. And they know it. And God, through Trump, is letting them see this. The people are ready to do away with this bunch. Then the next thing I saw was up in the balcony of the Capitol, there were about 30 congressmen and senators. I know who I saw. I'm not going to say names for this one. They were barricaded into the middle section there. It was obvious that some of them had been beaten. Some of them had been abused physically. So they're up there in the balcony, high above the rest, right? I believe this represents those congressmen and senators who have been persecuted and spiritually beaten for their high position by those beneath them. And I say beneath, quote unquote, as they have defaced the right, so they will receive for whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. So they have lied, slandered, done everything to browbeat and bring people. That's what the spirit of communism does. It doesn't believe in democracy. It does not. It believes in force and forcing people to do what it wants, just like all factious people do. They don't think that you have a right to think for yourself. They will try to force you into it or trick you into it or put demons on you to force you into it. Wicked people. And he went on to say they were surrounded by a police unit, non-military, with rifles, body armor, helmets, and they had faces that were covered. They were being very aggressive towards the elected officials that had been rounded up in this middle section of the Capitol balcony. One senator stood up. And he demanded to know why they were being held like prisoners and treated like prisoners. He was hit right in the face with the butt of a rifle and was told to stop asking questions. Well, that's what the left does. They don't want to hear questions. They don't want to hear anything contrary to what they believe or say. And if they hear that, they will persecute you. And this obviously speaks of right in the face. Defacing those who have taken a higher position than them, right? And, of course, they are defacing them. That's what slander does, you know. The scene quickly changed to the floor where the former president, President Trump, in his new organization, calls himself the former president. So he didn't name him, but that's who I believe it is, because he's used that same term himself, the former president. The former president stood in the area where the State of the Union address was given. He was in handcuffs, and this is, don't think physical here, it isn't physical. He is not bound, and I got to tell you, he is doing a lot right now. He was in handcuffs, and one ear was bleeding a very bright red, not a normal blood red, the color of blood you would see flowing. It's a very bright red blood. Well, their crucifixion of President Trump in his own hearing with many painful lies, I believe, is represented here. And God says, the slanderer I will destroy. Yes, he's borne the pain of a lot of garbage thrown at him simply because he's trying to save the country from the communists. And Dana went on to say, the other ear was bruised to the point where it was just black and blue, like you were in an accident, like a car accident, or you had been hit by a 2x4. His ear was just black and blue, deeply, deeply bruised, is the way he put it. Well, I believe this bruising is another symbol of the crucifixion at the hands of his enemies. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The faction in Jesus' day bruised him. Right? Of course, he sends people today like he sends President Trump and like he sends his man-child, and they are mistreated by these wicked people too. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Well, it's true. He's gone through a lot of pain, and we basically have escaped a lot of it. And with his stripes, we are healed. So, like Jesus, even though they searched and searched, they couldn't prove any laws were broken by him, and yet they crucified him. I'm talking about Trump and Jesus, right? But resurrection is coming, and 4 more years. Mm-hmm. His eyes were very bloodshot. Yep, he spent late hours worrying about all this, thinking about it, and loss of sleep and everything else. His eyes were very bloodshot, and he appeared to be barely standing on his own. As a matter of fact, the sergeant of arms was directly behind him, holding him up, and was whispering into his right ear. I bet that's the Lord, huh? He would occasionally squeeze his right arm as well, and the former president would wince like he was hurting. He was in pain. He would almost go to his knees every time the sergeant of arms squeezed his right arm. And suddenly the former president pushed himself up. He stood up and went forward quickly from where he was. He suddenly spoke out loud, and he said, "It's not me they hate, it's you." Well, Trump has stated this very thing before. And it's true that he has suffered defending us and should be greatly respected for this. But wicked people don't respect righteousness at all. Dana said he was then rushed out the door, and a congressman came to the podium. This person hit the gavel roughly enough that it broke both the gavel and dented the desk, the table they were sitting at. Well, I believe this symbolizes how they do not want to hear the truth because of their demon possession. And I know a lot of people haven't figured out what this is, why people could be so crazy. They need to take note. This is what Jesus dealt with in the Bible, demon possession. Yeah. And the person said, "Now let's get the rest of them, because it's our house now." In other words, they're trying to get rid of all opposition. That's what communists do. If they take the country and Antifa is still rebellious against them, they'll kill them too. Like the brown shirts. You can't understand the depths of depravity that these people can go to. The congressman looked up to the balcony and pointed and said, "Put them with the rest." And then the man that I see so often was now standing in the middle of those 30 leaders who were in the balcony of the Capitol. And he said loudly, "I never said to stop bracing." He helped those beaten leaders to their feet and walked out with them through the back door of the balcony area. I believe that might be Jesus, don't you? He looked back as he went through the door and said these words, "Stay braced for his name's sake." Amen. I agree. Brace yourselves for their retaliation. Don't let up. Be prepared for their retaliation. They force their will on people. That's what the spirit of communism does. It's what the spirit of radical Islam does. The same thing. It's the same spirit. It's the spirit of faction and witchcraft. Same thing. So brace yourselves for their retaliation and believe in your Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. And do spiritual warfare. It's not time to get distracted. Purim is almost here, where the tables are turned around and the wicked receive what they sowed. Remember Purim? We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. We're coming to our Purim here. And Joe Britz sent this to me. This is a revelation he got on January the 17th. We called it President Trump Devouring Haman and His Deep State People. Yeah. And Joe said, "I asked the Lord if I should send this to you, and he gave me two heads for a yes." Well, okay, I believe it. Right on time, Joe. "In my dream, I'm in my car with Nora," that's his wife, "at a school security gate. And I said to somebody, 'I'm here to pick up something.'" Okay, a security gate. All right. "In the next scene, I was walking down the stairs and see President Trump. And then I said to him, 'The woman with me in the car is my wife.' President Trump said he's going to eat something light. I'm not sure what he said he's going to eat. It sounded like Haman. So I looked strangely at him, and he just nodded his head in affirmation." Okay, Haman. Oh, my goodness. He is going to devour Haman. Well, the king did that in the book of Esther, didn't he? Yes, he did. The real king. So, anyway, we've received in our morning prayer meeting by faith at random Haman and his people's falling many times in Esther. The fall of Haman and his people. We've received it many times. And it's during, of course, all this time that we're dealing with the same situation out there in the political and spiritual realms. Yep, Hamans are going to hit the dirt. Well, you know, Haman hated the man-child Mordecai. Mordecai meaning little man. Man-child, right? Haman hated the man-child, I believe, who is a parallel between Trump and the man-child body that's coming on the scene. And he sought to hang him. And we see the deep state clearly in this. Haman sought to use his people spread throughout the kingdom to destroy all the people of Mordecai, representing God's people today. The deep state in church and government has sought to do this. And I warn that a plague of their making is coming, worse than the first one that they sent. Yes. But Haman's plan came on his own head and that of his people by the hand of the king. Okay. In this case, you could say the king is Trump. Or behind him, of course, is the great and mighty king, Jesus Christ. Then Mordecai, the man-child, and the bride, Esther, received the kingdom. And God said, of course, in Genesis 12 and 3, I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And this is, of course, speaking of Abraham and all of his seed that are in him, right? So, because remember what it said. It says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Everyone who is in Abraham. Now we know that Paul in Romans said that we're in Abraham by faith, right? Because we're children of faith, not children of the flesh. And it's not the children of the flesh that are going to inherit, but the children of faith. Amen? So then he said, join me. I'll meet you at Menlo Park High School. Oh, what could that mean? Well, strangely enough, he said, this school is in South Africa. That's where Joe's from, in. That's where he lives, in South Africa. But also, Menlo Park is in California and later in New Jersey. And it was famous for Edison's gathering of inventors who worked there to produce their inventions. And Edison, of course, had several inventions of his own, good inventions. However, he seems to have been a usurper to the most famous inventor of all time, Nikola Tesla, whose inventions would have given a giant leap into the future for mankind had not Edison hindered this to promote himself. And I think this means Trump is taking the battle to the usurpers of our government for their own aggrandizement. And by the way, this is pretty neat. President Trump is bringing back Tesla's inventions. And remember, his uncle received all of Tesla's papers and things. And I believe Trump is in possession of this stuff now. It's pretty neat. So the connection here is really awesome. And Joe said, I asked of the Lord a verse by faith and got 2 Chronicles 1:11. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of them that hate thee, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king." Well, this is neat. Notice the verse 111. 111 is the gematria of the birth of Jesus as a type of the future man-child company ministry. And I'll put a link here so you can look at all of those 111s. It's pretty amazing. And you can see in each one of those, you know, the type of the coming man-child, because Jesus said he was coming again in John 16 as a baby born to a woman. Pretty interesting. And that revelation is in Revelation chapter 12. "This morning I received this dream from Joe just after I prayed for the Lord to give me wisdom for this morning's broadcast. And this was the first verse I read this morning when I got up." Pretty neat. I think the Lord was confirming a couple of things there. So I also have a revelation here given to Claire Pinar on January the 26th, this 2021. These are a couple of people from the other side of the world here that are sharing with us. It's pretty neat, pretty interesting. And Claire said, "I've had 3 to 6 dreams this past week where Rion," that's her husband, "is very well dressed and in charge of things, like maybe situations, teams of people, and he is really in love with me." Well, Rion here, I believe, speaks of the man-child body of reformers at this time. And as John said, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom." And that was because Jesus, as the bridegroom, came with his disciples. And we know that Jesus, as the bridegroom, came in a body of the Son of David as a type of the man-child ministry coming today. Everything is according to type. And if it's not, then it's not the truth. Okay. And Claire went on to say, "In these dreams, we were living such a great life, much like in the natural. I didn't see other people in the dreams. There's an isolation or a protection that we had in these dreams." Well, the Lord gives you those feelings in dreams, you know, about the enemies, about, you know, these things, and about grace, and about, in this case, the protection, the isolation that she and Rion had as a type of, I believe, the bride and the man-child. Well, as the Lord has told us, that his man-child and bride bodies are hidden and protected and provided for. And it's basically because they've already gone through a crucifixion at the hands of the wicked and are prepared to lead God's body in this coming wilderness through the exact same thing. In Joel chapter 2, the groom and the bride were revealed when the northern army, which we're going to say is the deep state, approached, and they were destroyed, followed by a revival, a great revival. There we are, back to revival. Praise the Lord. And Joel 2, 15 and 16 says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion." That was as the northern army was approaching. The northern army had already conquered and brought under their thumb the northern apostate 10 tribes. But now they were coming after Zion. And, of course, that won't work. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the assembly. It's a good thing right now, folks, to be sanctified, because you have a right to God's deliverance and His provision and His protection and all these things if you're walking in your sanctification, right? That doesn't mean you're perfect. First of all, first you're sanctified by faith, aren't you? That's right. And you're justified by faith. You believe that Jesus took away your sins. You hate them. You don't want them. You're against them. And you walk by faith against them. And that's good. The Lord respects that. And verse 16, gather the people, sanctify the assembly, assemble the old men, gather the children, and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Notice that both were hidden, and both were revealed at this time. I mean, because, of course, people want to know who the bride is. In Song of Solomon, of course, the queens and the concubines and the virgins, they all wanted to look on her to see what she looked like. See what pleased the king, right? And in verse 20 it says, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive it into a land barren and desolate, its forepart into the eastern sea, and its hinder part into the western sea. Well, there's your Red Sea experience for the deep state and all factions, church and state. And its stench shall come up, and its ill savor shall come up, because it hath done great things. Verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he giveth you the former rain in just measure, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. How awesome. Back to revival, right? Good things are ahead. But, well, bad things too, but good things are ahead. The bad things many times drive people to the good things. You know, they want to know why the bride and the man-child are happy and rejoicing when they know these things are coming, and they've told them these things are coming, and so on. And they see preservation. And she went on to say, there was also a spirit of dread, death, and fear in these dreams. We didn't have that spirit, but it's there somehow. There's not much to say about these dreams except that spirit of dread, fear, and death was everywhere. Well, of course, the Northern Army is coming. One of their, I think, retaliation strokes is going to be the plague. And, of course, behind that, the Lord is coming to clean up himself. The plague and the greatest earthquakes are coming. By the way, did you know that Saturn has been wobbling? And now it's tilting drastically, and it's being blamed on its moons. I always thought those moons are insignificant compared to this great big giant out there. They're insignificant. How could they do that? And I think it's silly. I think they're trying to cover up for the fact that Planet X has passed by Saturn. Okay, my opinion. And I believe it's on its way, and it's traveling extremely fast, just like Lakeisha's revelation showed. And God will once more do what he said, both in Hebrews and Haggai. He will shake the heavens and the earth, and he will overthrow the throne of evil kingdoms. Yes, he will. Okay, back to the Revelation. She said, but we had such joy and love together with our children. My interpretation is that God is confirming a few things here. Rion's love for me, which I believe represents the love of the man-child for the bride, the love of the Lord in the man-child for the bride, right? Our safety, protection, and provision from the Most High. Amen. This is due to all through the scriptures in the parables that we've shared with you. The bride was spared. Okay. And the man-child is greatly, number three, the man-child is greatly protective and loving towards his bride, and he will let her flourish and feel secure in coming times of great distress. Yep, I think that's all true. She said, I told Rion about these dreams, and he said he received this verse this morning, the same verse he and many others received last year when COVID-19 happened. And it was Isaiah 20, 26, and 27. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors. About thee, hide thyself for a little moment. There it is again, the hiding. Right, and this is, by the way, just like the Passover. They went in, they shut the doors, they stayed inside until the death angel passed over and smote their enemies. So, hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. God's indignation is going to be shown. For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood. I believe the Lord is saying that the blood shed by the deep state is going to be revealed. And everybody's going to know and what they've done, and they're going to be heading for the hills. And so the earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. This kind of happens in a plague, too, by the way. People don't want to touch those bodies that have fallen because of the plague. We've been shown again that the Lord is going to direct this plague the way he wants it to go. And he said he's going to use it just like he used that Passover to take down the enemies, those that want to keep God's people in bondage. That's who it took down. I received Ezekiel 2 and 6. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with thee. And thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. You know, Ezekiel here was like the man-child. He was caught up to the throne of God, and then he was sent to the people of the captivity. And that's in Ezekiel 1, 26 through 2 and 3. It's just like the man-child, because he is representing in this text the man-child. He's even called the Son of Man. Now, that's not normal in the scriptures. I mean, obviously, Jesus called himself as the man-child, the Son of Man, right? Uh-huh. We had this discussion, and then I checked my email about 2 minutes later, and there were your updates. That's the updates I sent out. By the way, if you go on the front of our site and get on the e-list, you know, for the newsletter, you'll be receiving these updates. And they've been pretty important, I think, concerning this battle that we're going through. So, exactly what Rion and I were talking about in terms of a greater pestilence on the way. You know, they were talking about that because of this feelings that she was having in these dreams. Now, there's a brother I don't really know very well, but I was sent his prophecy, which was about God taking down famous deep state people, basically. I'll put that link here. It seems doctrinally correct and correct concerning the things that we've been told. He names many big names in the deep state being taken down. Also, he saw a large group of Democrats following Trump. I got to tell you, the left has gone so far left. There is a great exodus of Democrats from the Democratic Party, and I believe you're going to see a lot more of that in the future because it's going to be brought to nothing. And also, I put here at the same place Kim Clements' prophecy in 2007, which was before Trump ran for president, of his victory over his enemies and 4 more years. And Warren Cho sent this to me on January the 25th. He said, the word I received earlier today was Michigan Governor Gretchen got the word, quote unquote, the word. And for now, her health director had to resign from his post immediately, which he did. And her warning, quote unquote, has been delivered, which will soon be reality for her, just like Pelosi. Now, he's speaking about something he sent me about Pelosi and a lot of other people. And along with Pelosi's arrest, because it seems very plain that she has been arrested, her nephew, California Governor Newsom, got the same message as Gretchen. And he had to immediately lift the lockdown. Yes, I got to tell you what's happening here. And it's been happening for quite a while under Trump's ministry, we'll call it. In this revelation he sent me here, which is called Nancy Pelosi Arrested. But also it points out a lot of other people who have been arrested in this way. And it's called Debunking the Debunkers. And it's pretty neat. This lady put this all together, and it's pretty neat. And in this revelation, Nancy is always accompanied by a police force who rule over her. And they show the videos of her marching around, and the police people, they're all women so that they can follow her even into the bathroom. And she is clearly under arrest. But she is performing her duties as commanded. And, you know, for a long time, they have been capturing the deep state enemies by showing them the evidence that they have against them and what will happen to them if they do not cooperate. And it's working famously. Or they offer them an honorable departure, like they did with John McCain and Bush Sr. They accepted and probably took the needle or whatever, you know. But here is an example of using deep state agents to carry on a show while actually they are under arrest. We saw Biden with his boot on. He so-called cracked his foot with his dog, because of his dog, and step up on a curb with no pain whatsoever with that foot. So we know that's a lie. And by the way, everybody expected the National Guard to rush into the house and arrest them all. But it's being done in a much wiser way, so as not to alarm the public, as they are taken down a few at a time. And of course, they don't want their bad stuff to be known, so they're cooperating. Yes, and it's working famously, and you'll be surprised at who is out there as a double. And the original is no longer here with us. Yeah. Anyway, this is about this. Actually, the people around Nancy are giving her orders. Don't say anything. And she says, nope, I won't say anything, you know, and things like that, giving her orders. They're obviously ruling over her. And of course, you can go to this link and find out what's going on. The debunkers, of course, thought they had this debunked, but the debunkers are, of course, the leftists and the media. And but the truth is, she's under arrest. Same way Hillary was when she had her boot on. Biden, when he had his boot on, you know, of course, that was to track every where the place they went. Hillary died in that position, and the lady that you see now, who is 6 inches shorter than Hillary, is not Hillary. And she's also 20 years younger. That's not Hillary, and everybody ought to know it. By the way, look back at Biden, what he was just a few months ago. You'll find this is not Biden either. It's just obvious. Okay, so that was debunking the debunkers. And then there's a note here, 17 big reasons to be utterly confident of Trump's second administration. Yes, and I'm totally convinced. I read any of this, you know, I'm totally convinced. And then there's an article here that's about Joe's fake pre-recorded inauguration. Patriots discover the details are all wrong, and they've got good proof. It's very clear that this is not in the White House. In fact, we even saw the whole White House darkened at night. Nobody was there. The whole area was darkened. They turned the lights out to let you know no one's there. But he obviously had some mock-up of it that wasn't even close, actually, and even signing blank pages of paper for the camera, right? Famous people who attended were doubles and not real, or else they were CGI'd in, you know. It's very interesting what they have come up with. They don't try very hard to actually, or else they just don't. They always think they're going to get away with everything. I know that spirit in them is always that way. They always think they're going to get away with everything, and it doesn't work for them. They're not clever enough. They can't cover their tracks. They never can. I mean, obviously, they've got everything on them. Everything on them. And they're just waiting now to put it out in the public as far as broadcasting it and so on. And then she has an article here. Is the joke on Joe? Is his presidency just an office, a pen, and a website? It appears to be so. A whole lot of people are not paying any attention to him whatsoever. You know, as far as his commands going forth. Well, Lord, we pray that many will be saved through all of this. you know, even of the enemy. I mean, the problem is they're demon possessed. Lord, if there's any elect among them, I pray, Lord, that you will grant them repentance and turn their hearts to you. And I say that about the faction in the church, and I say that about the faction in the government. Lord, when Nancy was crying a lot, you know, even in interviews, she wasn't showing her face because her eyes were all bloodshot and so on and so forth. She turned away from cameras and things like that. She is miserable. She had a very selfish ambition to be president. And she knows now that that ain't going to happen. And Lord, the misery that people go through because of their sins, they have been plundered by Satan. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you truly do bring them down for the sake of the people that they are trying to destroy. But also, grant them repentance, Lord. In Jesus' name, as many as you will, Lord. You know, Paul said, I do all things for the elect's sake. And, of course, that's what we're here to, because we know that nobody else but the elect or the chosen are the ones who are going to ultimately bear fruit and escape all this. So, when God goes out into his field, he picks the fruit. He doesn't want the plant, as I've often said. And so even going through things like this, people can repent, and we pray they do. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, as we go on, I pray, Lord, that your people will continue to do spiritual warfare. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And he sent out his disciples to make disciples and to teach them everything that he taught the first disciples. So that authority that he gave to the first disciples was to be passed on through those disciples to us all the way down the line, except that men got hold of the church. And it's easy to do when all you got to do is go to Bible school for 2 or 3 years and then you got a certificate, which was what the Pharisees did, not what Jesus did, and not what his disciples did, and not what he does today. So authority only comes from overcomers. And to him that overcometh will I give authority. Lord, we pray that you bring forward the overcomers to be the new leadership in your church. We pray this in Jesus' name. We thank you for removing the usurpers, like this usurper that's up there sitting in some place, wherever it is, you know, making out like he's the president, and he's not, because martial law was declared by the president, and we're still in martial law, and that makes him still the president. Besides that, we know that Biden ran for president of USA Incorporated, which does not exist anymore. It went bankrupt. It's gone. And now the republic has been put together, and Nasara Jasara law has already been declared. It's already, in fact, I believe it was Clinton who first signed the papers for that. And he signed it because he was surrounded by a bunch of people with guns. And they were putting the pressure on him to do it. He signed it, but they never brought it to pass. Well, now Trump is bringing to pass what was signed into law back then, from what I understand. So, Father, we thank you that you're bringing this more decent government to your people, and the prosperity that, of course, the deep state has hidden from us with all the wonderful inventions and things like that. As soon as Nisara Jisara is implemented, all this will be coming out. And we thank you for that, Lord. That is good. We'll get to partake of some good things. But there is a tribulation coming. There is bad things coming, too. There is Planet X coming. Yes, the people that think heaven on earth has arrived are just dead wrong. Yes, there will be good things, but there will also be bad things. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing an end to the deep state criminal authority in the earth today, which is around the globe. We thank you for bringing an end to that. I don't know that any man could do that at all. I don't believe it's possible. But you can, Lord, because you said you're going to use this plague, and you also said that you were going to bring Planet X and shake everything that can be shaken and overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Amen. So, Lord, we put our trust in you. Thank you, Father. Well, all right, saints, God bless you, and thank you for joining us today. All right, good night, saints. God bless you.